No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just gonna keep you right where you're at right now.
It doesn't matter what you think.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. We are on the road to WrestleMania, just less than 2 weeks away from the granddaddy of them all. And we finally have a main event lined up. We have a WWE Championship match lined up. And my, oh my, you know, I'm going to go ahead and apologize because the graphic was made on Monday Night Raw. But there were certain developments, folks, on this past week on Tuesday SmackDown Live. So therefore, there are some changes that have been made. So you may see that on the graphic, you see the Queen, Charlotte Flair. She's little naked, as I must say. She's missing something, and that is probably about 10 pounds of gold. Yes, folks, Charlotte Flair became the new WWE SmackDown Live Women's Champion. So we'll talk about that. But before we get into it, let's talk about Monday Night Raw, because like I said, they made it official. The women are main eventing WrestleMania this year. And so that means it's going to be a triple threat match. Ronda Rousey defending the Raw Women's Championship against one Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. So before that, in the spirit of competition, WWE says, you know what? Girls, how good are you? You're going to, each one of you are going to face a member of the Riot Squad and in a special beat the clock challenge. And whatever happens, the winner, you know, we'll just find out for bragging rights. So first, there was Ronda Rousey. She took on Sarah, she took on Sarah. She ended up beating her about 1 minute 40 seconds, something like that. Charlotte Flair came up short against Ruby Riott, unable to get her to tap out in the time under Ronda Rousey's. But then it was one Becky Lynch pinning Liv Morgan in less than a minute and 28 seconds. Forgive me, I'm still riding the momentum. And therefore, Becky Lynch won the Beat the Clock Challenge. Like I said, this is the first ever women's main event. First time ever the women will main event. It only took them 35 years to main event WrestleMania. But as you can see right there on your screen, because I had opportunity to put it in this picture, that Charlotte Flair is the new SmackDown Live Women's Champion. So they set up a match, her versus Asuka. Charlotte said, look, everybody wants to say I'm not deserving, so I don't belong in this match. Let me prove it to you. Now, if you know me, which I'm going to drop on Instagram in the next couple of days, one of my top five favorite WrestleMania matches is Charlotte Flair versus Asuka at last year's WrestleMania. Well, we saw them two take on each other this past week on SmackDown Live, and Charlotte was victorious. Shocked a lot of people. Multiple group chats, I mean, everybody's like, what in the world happened? You know what I say? WrestleMania season is the time where I go in full kayfabe mode, and I just want to enjoy the product. It's been kind of hard to do a little bit lately, not going to lie, but especially heading into these next 2 weeks, I'm just going to enjoy it. And I got to see my favorite women's wrestler hold up the gold. So how awesome was that? Now, folks, it is time for this week's Top Rope of the Week.
Going up to the top rope.
It's time for this week's Top Rope segment of the week.
The top rope this week, folks, Kofi Kingston is going to WrestleMania. Yes, it is official. Kofi is going to WrestleMania. But how did he get there? So, this past week on SmackDown, Kofi Kingston and Big E and Xavier Woods, they came out there and they basically said, look, you know, we've done all we can, and they contemplated quitting. Is this it? Well, Vince McMahon came out there, and before he could really get to talking, Daniel Bryan came out there. And everybody knows I'm a huge Daniel Bryan fan. But one of the things he did was constantly do something that was done to him a few years ago. He was taunting them. He was saying, you know, Kofi, you're a B-plus player. Then Vince McMahon went on to say he was a B-plus player. And everybody knows leading into WrestleMania 30 just 5 years ago, that's what the story was about behind Daniel Bryan, that he was a B-plus player, that he couldn't get it done, that he didn't deserve to be the WWE champion. Even though he had held the title twice before, Kofi has never held the title. So Vince McMahon eventually got tired of it, and he said, look, shut up, which was great. And then he said, okay, Kofi, you're done. You go have a soda. The New Day is going to have to run the gauntlet. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. Now, I ain't going to lie. I didn't get a chance to watch SmackDown to come from my own home. Was out and about. But, you know, it's a good old thing called a USA app on one of these mobile devices. So I was able to see it. And I'm watching. And I'm saying, okay, here we go. So they had to go through all the tag teams. But here's the thing, folks. We know the rivalry, perhaps the greatest rivalry in the past 10 years in tag team wrestling in the WWE, and that is the New Day and the Usos. When the Usos was the second to last team to come out after the Bar had just decimated the New Day, put Big E through a table, and Big E's fighting, but you know he wants to do this for his brother, but at the same time, he's in so much pain. And what happened? The New Day, They wouldn't give up, but then the Usos said, you know what? We respect Kofi Kingston, and if anybody deserves to be WWE champion, it's him. We forfeit. Black people got to stick together. People of color got to stick together, and that's what happened. They stuck together, and then an irate Daniel Bryan and Rowan destroyed the locker room. And next thing you know, they was thrown into the match. But the New Day went on to prove how smart they are as they tended to, even though they took a beating, they got Rowan counted out, and that was it. And as Vince McMahon was leaving, he said it's official. Kofi Kingston is going to WrestleMania. Now we're going to find out if he can beat Daniel Bryan, because he's just a B-plus player. So shout out to Kofi Kingston. It is finally going to happen. Kofi Kingston is going to WrestleMania, and next week on SmackDown Live, it's going to be great. We're going to see the two go back and forth. I like this build-up. I know a lot of people really didn't. They said, oh, come on. Just enjoy it. It's been great. Yes, they've been dragging us through the mud over and over again, but finally we get to see our guy, Kofi Kingston. And everybody knows Daniel Bryan's my favorite WWE superstar of all time. However, I get to see Kofi Kingston, and it's something new, something fresh, and got a root for the black man. I mean, of course, you know. So I'm going to go ahead and take my first break. Got a word from you from the homie, my homie Renee of the Sports Wrap.
Hey, everyone. Renee Washington here, host of the Sports Wrap, and you're listening to Break It Down with Brian H., brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. Brian joined me on my show this week to talk baseball, NBA playoffs, and WrestleMania. You can listen in across 108 different platforms, including Spotify and iTunes. But right now, let's get back to the show.
That was Renee Washington of the Sports Wrap. Make sure you check out her show each and every week on Barn Burner. Like I said, she said, you know, I kind of talked about why I think that it was time for Kofi. I talked about why I thought this match should have main evented WrestleMania, Kofi and Daniel Bryan. I do think that's the hottest storyline. Not going to lie, though. They have kind of gave the women some momentum by putting that SmackDown title on Charlotte, because now I'm wondering where they're going to go with this. Will Charlotte get two matches? I mean, if anybody can handle it, it's her, right? So only time will tell. So moving on. Roman Reigns, the big dog, folks, he's accepted Drew McIntyre's challenge, and those two are going to do battle at WrestleMania. It's good to see Roman back. You know, it was just in October, November, we didn't think we would see him in this match. But this is also good for Drew McIntyre, because while he's not in a title picture, he is a top guy in the ring with another top guy. So this WrestleMania card is stacked. And this is one of the matches that I have to say I'll be looking forward to. Staying there, we saw Kurt Angle. We see he's on his retirement tour. We got the match between him and Samoa Joe this past Monday. Unfortunately, people wanted a five-star match. Some people didn't like it. Some people did. To me, I was just glad to see it in a WWE ring. But then we got him and AJ Styles, and, of course, the Viper, Randy Orton, were interrupted. Not going to lie, not going to necessarily say I'm ready to see Kurt Angle leave the WWE, man, or leave the wrestling ring. The guy is just too good, and we know it's got to happen, but why? You know, why? So, speaking of retirement, I want to give a special shout-out and congratulations to Nikki Bella, who announced her retirement this past week. So, what a wonderful career. Say what you want. You may say, oh, the Bella twins, they couldn't make it. They had to get back into the WWE. They were boring. I know Paige at one time said that the talent wasn't sexually transmitted. Nonetheless, they paved the way. They are a huge part of this women's evolution, just like the Charlotte Flairs, the Sasha Bankses, the Baileys. The Bella Twins had a huge part in it as well. So congratulations to Nikki on an outstanding career. Definitely a WWE Hall of Famer. Now, it's time for the Tapped Out.
Here's our Tapped Out segment of the week.
Folks, who are these guys? These guys from Saturday Night Live will be in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And for some reason, they have some serious beef with Braun Strowman. So, not only is Braun Strowman in an irrelevant match for the second year in a row, dare say, but he's in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Didn't he win that already? I feel like he's won it. But what does this mean? So, yeah, I'm not really excited. I don't understand. That's why this is my Tapped Out. Because it's just like, what are we doing with him? You know, he's a guy who he's won the greatest Royal Rumble match. And I believe he did win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I'm almost certain he did. He's the biggest guy on the roster, and maybe because Big Show, what happened with him, I just knew that when Braun Strowman came out, I said, you know what? They're going to find a way to make this work, and he's not going to be like the Big Show where he's going to flip-flop heel and babyface. But, I mean, the more and more I understand what Eazy-E Eric Bischoff said when he said that when you have a guy that big, it's hard to get heat on him because he doesn't need to cheat. And it's hard to get sympathy on him because he's too doggone big. So, that's what it is. So, I'm going to take my last break. So, got a word from my homie Ashley.
This is Ashley M. Baker, and I am the host of the newest, hottest show about nothing but sports, brought to you by Barn Burner. Make sure you guys tune into the show every Thursday night, where you'll get real, raw sports talk. Make sure you guys also keep up with us on Twitter, at SportsAMB. Back to Break It Down with Brian H. Waters, brought to you by The Wrestling Realm.
And I'm back. That is my homie Ashley. Make sure you check out her show each and every week. Correction, show's not on Barn Burner anymore. It is on AMB Sports Network. So I'll get on her about that. Make sure you send in a new promo. So congratulations to the Hart Foundation, one of my all-time favorite tag teams, getting inducted into this year's WWE Hall of Fame. Think this is a incredible one. It's amazing. You got multiple tag teams. So you got D-Generation X, a faction. You got Harlem Heat. And then you got the Hart Foundation. I didn't expect the Hart Foundation to go in this year. I think maybe just maybe they were slated to go in, and then the unfortunate, maybe they was penciled in, right? I don't know when they do it. Maybe they was penciled in. The unfortunate passing of Jim the Anvil Neidhart probably is what prevented them from being headliners. But nonetheless, DX is the headliners. But congratulations to the Hart Foundation. We got to see Natalya out there just, you know, overcome with emotions. Her daddy is a WWE Hall of Fame. Yes, he was a WWE legend, had a WWE Legends contract. Unfortunately, he never got a chance to have the official Hall of Fame ring. But Jim the Anvil knows that he was a Hall of Famer in my book and a lot of other people's books, just on a simple fact that the Hart Foundation is one of the greatest tag teams in the history of the business. And you cannot talk the history of tag team wrestling in the WWE without mentioning the Hart Foundation. So congratulations to him, and shout out to Bret the Hitman Hart, a two-time Hall of Famer. So in one fell swoop, we have Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, and Booker T each becoming two-time Hall of Famers. How cool is that? And then how about a congratulations to Ali? So, former Knockouts champion, former WSU champion, good friend of mine, somebody I had the pleasure of working with and playing some video games with. Ali is All Elite, signing with AEW. So, this is huge. I think this is really great for her. Well-deserving. If you know, she's somebody who just goes out there and works her butt off. So, congratulations to her. So, now, folks, it's time to come from the realm. So, from the realm this week, going to do things a little differently. So, you know, each and every week, I pose a question out there, and people give me an answer, and, you know, I mean, I give the answers or whatever. So, I should say, I pose out the question, I put it out there, people send in questions, I give the answers. You know what I mean. But this week, I said, here are my top five favorite WrestleManias. And, of course, I drew a lot of heat because that's just what I do. So I had a lot of responses. Obviously, it would take me forever, and then I think the listeners would get bored. So you can simply go on to Facebook, go to the Wrestling Realms Facebook page, or you can go to the Wrestling Realms Instagram page and the Wrestling Realms Twitter, hop in the mentions, and you will see some of the responses. So before I get into the general response, I'll say that. Now let's talk about my top five, right? So not going to lie, they've changed over the years. So if you go back in the archives of the Wrestling Realm, you will see that there is a page. You'll see that the real Dwayne Allen and I did our top five WrestleManias, and that was about 2012 when we did this. So that just goes to show you how long this brand has been going. Obviously, things have changed. I can tell you then, WrestleMania 15, WrestleMania 8 was in the top five. They have since slid out. I think WrestleMania 17 may have been in my top five as well, but, you know, it's slid out. You know, so let's go right into it. Number five, WrestleMania 19. Why do I love WrestleMania 19? One, because there was five matches that could have main evented the show or any WrestleMania. Booker T and Triple H, McMahon versus Hogan, Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho, Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle, and Stone Cold versus The Rock. Now, we know Stone Cold and The Rock did once main event a WrestleMania. Everybody else in that mentions, with exception of a Booker T and a Vince McMahon, did main event of WrestleMania. But that's, like I said, that's one of my favorites. I think a lot of people sleep on it. I personally like that one better than WrestleMania 17. I know 17 was great. A lot of people feel like it's the greatest ever. Personally, I say maybe it would have been if Stone Cold would have stayed face, because as Corey said on a recent episode of Wrestling Marks of Excellence, it would have been good, but the dummies forgot that they booked the show in Texas, so they booked Stone Cold to turn heel in Texas. Nobody was booing him that night. But then let's move on up. My number four is WrestleMania 33. Yes, I am biased. That is my second WrestleMania I ever attended. It definitely changes your perspective. If you've never been, please do yourself a favor and go. You know, it's the greatest feeling to be at a WrestleMania, to walk in there and just feel the presence. You know, every wrestling fan, past or present, must do it. So WrestleMania 33 is my number two. You know, being in there has one of my top five favorite WrestleMania moments, Naomi winning the title, just because, you know, just seeing everything that she went through, battling back from injury, being a fan of hers, to see her win that title, especially because people never win at home, right? But she did. Getting the rematch between Brock and Goldberg the way the match should have been. And then what we thought was Undertaker's last match, but it wasn't. And then, oh, of course, last but not least, the return of the Hardys. I mean, what a pop. But moving on. Number three, WrestleMania 30. Now, this is one I've seen on a lot of people's lists as well. I have to admit, 17 I saw on some lists, 33 I saw on some lists. WrestleMania 30. I mean, we're talking to see Daniel Bryan. That right there, you know, right there. I mean, for a while, you know, like, was this, you know, it was definitely my favorite WrestleMania moment. Hopefully that moment will be overpassed this year, but I don't know. We'll see. Seeing Daniel Bryan overcome everything to become the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion was just all in all amazing. So that is why that is my number three favorite WrestleMania. And then this is the one that nobody will ever understand, the same way that I don't understand why people hate it this much, and that is WrestleMania 9. So for me, I look at this from my childhood eyes, not from my, oh yeah, I know so much about wrestling and I know how the booking goes and how people think. No, I don't look at it from that way. I look at it from my childhood eyes. Every time I watch this, I think about six-year-old me having to go to school the next day, but wanting to see if Bret the Hitman Hart could do it. Could he beat Yokozuna? Could the Mega Maniacs beat Money Inc. to become the tag team champions? They did. Bret Hart didn't beat. But then, you know what kept the night from being disappointed? That was my favorite wrestler, Hulk Hogan, coming down to save the day, to beat Yokozuna and send the fans home from Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada, happy as he would become the new five-time WWF champion. So that is why that's one of my favorite WrestleManias. And it's something I could probably go over the commentary over and over and over again. And then my number one favorite WrestleMania is without a doubt the very first WrestleMania I attended, that I was blessed to attend, and that is WrestleMania 28 live in Miami, Florida, where we saw The Rock go against John Cena once in a lifetime, right? Now, I know they would do the match again, but, you know, they say it's nothing like your first, and I challenge everybody. As my good friend Charlie Speed says, whatever's your favorite WrestleMania, I guarantee you it will change. And I remember he was supposed to go, but he didn't. He texted me. I was on the elevator in the hotel that night. He said, I'm pretty sure it's over. Let me guess. The greatest one ever. And it was. Shout out. You know, it was the first one I got to attend alongside my good brothers, Corey and Glenn and Hugh and Dr. D. It was amazing. You know, and I remember us standing out there while we was waiting traffic to clear out and just having those great wrestling conversations. And you could see Dr. D and I just talking about how great that Mania was. One of the things Glenn said, people didn't think Cena and Rock could follow up Undertaker and Triple H in the cell match, but they did. So that was a great WrestleMania. You know, a lot of WrestleManias I saw over and over again. WrestleMania 22, not one of my favorites, but I saw a lot of people post that. WrestleMania, like I said, 17. I even saw some WrestleMania 3. WrestleMania, I didn't see any WrestleMania 4s or 5s, if I can recall. But I did see a few WrestleMania 6s and 7s. Definitely saw WrestleMania 18. WrestleMania 18 kind of slipped out of the cracks. Just on that, but you know, and maybe next week before we get into it, I'll do my, you know, from the realm, I might do my top five favorite WrestleMania matches. I might post that on Instagram as well. Like I said, go to Instagram, you'll see my top five WrestleMania moments. Shout out to my boy Kahar, who said, man, Hogan Rock's not on there? Nope, kind of got edged out last year. You'll see why. So, folks, that is going to do it for this week's episode of Break It Down with Brian H. Make sure you are subscribed to the Wrestling Realm. Make sure you have followed us on Twitter and Instagram. Tweet me at Brian H. Waters. Tweet us at Wrestling Realm. And of course, tweet the real Dwayne Allen at Dwayne Allen 24. Subscribe to the podcast. Do me a favor. Rate, like, and subscribe. Rate us. Let us know. Give us 5 stars. Put something in the comments and then let me know you did. And I'll be sure to give you the shout out and the accolades. I appreciate each and every one of you listening. This is the road to WrestleMania. Expect more shows. I know I'm going to have a couple preview shows coming up. And if you want to be on the show, you want to be a guest, feel free. Reach out to me. Hit me up. Let's get something popping. Let's talk about it. Till the next time, folks. I'm Brian H. Waters. Kofi Kingston is going to WrestleMania, and he's going to win the WWE Championship. So long, everybody.